Hello, friends, and welcome back to my podcast. It is November 13th in the year 2019, and as your speaker for today's talk, I would like to formally introduce myself as Amy Lin Guai. For today's episode, we will be discussing several interesting facts about capital punishment in our world today. More specifically, I will share with you the details of the two most common forms of execution, a couple of famous death penalty cases, both recent and in the past, and what the last 24 hours on death row consists of for an inmate. As a disclaimer, this is for mature audiences only. Find somewhere comfortable, clear your mind, listen to me out loud or with a pair of earbuds, and let's get started. As mentioned recently in this talk, I will discuss how the different forms of execution are used on death row inmates. Depending on the law of a state, an inmate is sometimes given the option to choose one of the four forms of execution. The first form of execution is the gas chamber. In this form, the person is strapped into a chair within an airtight chamber. After sealing the door shut, the executioner releases potassium cyanide into the chamber. For those of you who have had previous knowledge about this process, you may think that the potassium cyanide is what eventually kills the person, but you're wrong. It is a chemical reaction between the atmosphere and the potassium cyanide that turns into hydrogen cyanide, which then becomes lethal. Within minutes of grunting and heavy breathing, the person struggles to take their last breath. Once the person is officially announced dead by a medical professional, the chemical residue is carefully and thoroughly wiped out of the corpse's hair, clothing, and body. I believe this is a very disturbing process, especially since I am very much against the death penalty. Another famous form of execution is through lethal injection. This method is chosen by many inmates because it causes the least amount of pain. Oftentimes, it is referred to as silent death and causes immediate death. It consists of three shots. The first one assures that the inmate is unconscious. The second paralyzes the body, although they can still feel pain, and the third stops the heart and kills the inmate. A medical professional must officially pronounce the inmate dead. In the next topic, we will talk about a state such as Texas, who just a year ago, in 2018, had a man named Troy Clark that was executed as a result of the murder of two women in 1998. One of the women was named Christina Muse. Troy and Christina were roommates in a Texas home, and her death occurred because Troy was afraid that Christina would reveal to the police that he sold drugs. Her body was later found dead in a barrel outside of their home. In the YouTube video, District Attorney David Dobbs stated, It's a crime that shook the East Texas community and also a crime scene that he will never forget. Although Dobbs had most likely seen some of the most disturbing crime scenes, this particular case was different in the sense that it truly showed how evil and dangerous of a man Troy Clark was. Furthermore, regarding the death penalty in Texas, a man named Robert Jennings became the first to be executed this year in January, both in Texas and in the whole nation. Although he managed to avoid the death sentence in 2018, the odds were not in his favor this year, and he finally faced the consequences of his murder of Houston officer Elston Howard in 1998. Such recent cases, like the ones involving Robert Jennings, come to show how the death penalty is very much prevalent in our world today, and although it has been abolished in Massachusetts, there are many other states who still support it. Moving on to our third topic. Like many of us would think, the process of going through the death penalty must be so emotionally draining and probably one of the most terrifying days of our lives. Personally, I would not wish for this to happen even on my worst enemy. I can only imagine what the hours leading up to the execution is like for a prisoner. They are provided with a church figure that is meant to give them spiritual and emotional support. To me, there's no possible way of preparing yourself for death, but the state is mandated to provide each death row inmate with a support system. The prisoner is also required to choose their last meal, but this varies across different states. Some states also have a price limit on last meal requests, ranging from $10 to $20. Other states give the same last meal to every death row inmate, usually consisting of whatever they had been eating in prison. As they prepare for the execution, two prison guards and a church official walk them to a nearby room where the process will take place. In any procedure, they are first strapped to a chair or table, depending on the machine being used. And then witnesses are brought into a separate room where they can watch the process. The witnesses are there to ensure that the execution takes place and to prove that the person was actually killed. Thank you for watching my TED Talk, and hopefully you will be back for more.